Today is World Cancer Day. Every year, 4th of February, people across the world spread awareness about cancer, how it spreads, how to get help, how to prevent it. In 2022, the theme of World Cancer Day is Close the Care Gap. In India, two things can really close the care gap. Number one is screening, and number two is prevention. In a country like India, giving equal access to treatment is the biggest challenge. Hi, I'm Dr. Amrita Basu, ENT surgeon, and this is the Health Wealth Bridge Show. I talk health, wellness, education, writing, financial freedom for Indian moms. On it, you will hear evidence-backed narratives about preventive healthcare, wellness, books, and interviews with experts. You should listen if you want real information to create your healthiest and most creative life, and not just propaganda. And here's the show.
Health Wealth Bridge Flash does not provide medical advice and is for informational and educational purposes only and is not a substitute for professional medical advice, treatment or diagnosis. Call your doctor to receive medical advice. If you think you may have a medical emergency, please dial your local emergency response phone number. Thank you.
When I tell people they need to stop smoking, there are two kinds. One, who nod in agreement and then don't listen. And number two, who look upset and then do the hard work. In the head neck cancer clinics at Safdarjung Hospital, where I did my post graduation, I saw spouses talking about smoking through the tracheostomy stoma, a killer habit which will not only kill but also cause pain, suffering, loss of earnings, and a very poor quality of life. The tragedy is, people in the grip of this killer habit have their brain wired for the next hit. They will say things like, "My friend smokes, nothing happens to him. My father smoked all his life, he didn't get cancer. We will die, right? What should it matter how?" No one's life is the same. Parents who are tobacco addicts in any form pass it on to their offsprings. The genetic imprint of addiction is serious. We can just blame our parents, right? Not really. Individual choice helps in primordial prevention. Don't try things which are known to be addictive, because you will be in the grip of it. Even if you are mentally very strong, there are certain things happening in your brain which you have no control over. The people, the friend who shares a cigarette is not a friend. There are people who will make money out of your bad habit. But there are also people who will suffer and feel your pain. Those people are your true friends and family. Life should be lived, not smoked into a cloud of nicotine, tar and cancer-causing poison. Celebrities who promote addictive substances really need to rethink their brand marketing. So how do we close the care gap? In a country like India, struggling to give universal access to healthcare and universal education, the access to addictive tobacco products seems to be universal effortlessly. That needs to be stopped. Increasing tax on it, increasing penalty for smoking in public places, nothing seems to be working. People who are spending money on tobacco, alcohol, and addictive substances will continue to do so. No amount of free healthcare support can prevent that. New Zealand is supposed to ban the sale of tobacco to its next generation. How are they going to do so? Anyone born after 2008 will not be able to buy cigarettes or tobacco products in their lifetime. There's supposed to be a law enacted this year. They want to make sure young people never start smoking. That is actually a very good plan to make the next generation healthier, to stop the addiction. New Zealand's aim at reforming this smoking culture, that things will happen, that adults can choose to smoke, is groundbreaking. When you stop smoking, you not only save the money you would have spent on buying cigarettes, but also save the money which would have spent on healthcare. New Zealand wants to achieve a national goal of reducing its national smoking rate to 5% by 2025 and aims to totally eliminate it altogether. At the moment, 13% of New Zealand's adults smoke. That rate is much higher in other parts of the world. New Zealand is brave. Governments of other countries can also reduce or stop access to these known cancer-causing substances. There simply is no upside to tobacco. Now, some scary numbers. The projected number of patients with cancer in India in 2020 was 1392179. Five common leading sites of cancer in India are breast, lung, mouth, cervix and tongue. Aizawl has a very high rate of cancer in both men and women. India is preparing for a massive cancer screening through the Ayushman Bharat program, but until and unless we take steps to prevent cancer, things are not going to go very well. Cancer studies have shown tobacco as a direct risk factor for lung cancer, gastrointestinal cancer, head neck cancer, prostate cancer, urinary tract cancer, kidney cancer, cervical cancer, and also acute myelogenic leukemia. It's a direct risk factor for 45% of cancer cases in males and 17% of cancer cases in females. Risk factors causally associated with cancer include, in the number one position, tobacco and cigarette smoking. Number two is infections like HPV, human papilloma virus, hepatitis B virus causing liver cancer, hepatitis C virus again causing liver cancer, EBV, Epstein-Barr virus causing Burkitt's lymphoma, H. pylori causing gastric cancer. HPV, by the way, causes cervical cancer in women. HPV vaccination prevents invasive malignancies of the cervix. Radiation is another health hazard which can cause cancer. It can include UV radiation, ionizing radiation, and can cause cancer of hematological system, breast cancer, lung cancer, and thyroid cancer. There is first-line evidence of cancer following radiation in Japanese atom bomb survivors. Number three is immunosuppression after organ transplantation. Other factors include alcohol. There's a direct correlation and increased risk in the malignancies of mouth, esophagus, breast, colorectal and liver cancer. And there is probable evidence in postmenopausal breast and endometrial cancer. Number two is obesity. World Cancer Research Foundation's report relates obesity to postmenopausal breast, esophageal, pancreatic, colorectal, endometrial, and kidney cancer. Diabetes can also increase the risk of cancer in liver, pancreas, colorectal, breast cancer too. How to prevent cancer? Number one is eat a healthy, balanced diet. Cruciferous vegetables, garlic, tomatoes, green leafy vegetables, berries, nuts, turmeric are known to have protective action against cancer. But the dietary link of cancer preventive food is not very strong. You'll have to remember that a balanced healthy diet helps you in many ways, not just in preventing cancer. It helps prevent other non-communicable diseases like diabetes, hypertension, obesity, and overall feeling of well-being. Number two is exercise every day. Exercising reduces stress, helps you feel good, and it also helps in preventing many lifestyle diseases, just like a good balanced diet. Maintaining a healthy weight, prevention of obesity also goes a long way in preventing cancer of breast, bowel, pancreas, esophagus, gallbladder, and kidney. Say no to tobacco. Get screened on time. Talk to your doctor about your family history if you have family history of malignancies. Immunization with hepatitis B and HPV on time also helps you prevent these preventable diseases. You were listening to Dr. Amrita on the Health Wellbridge podcast. You will find all the links in the description of this podcast. Till next time. Bye.